Welcome to Peter Donegan's Garden Podcast. It's Thursday the 10th of June. I'm coming to you live from the back of my garden, just outside the glasshouse rather than inside for a change. News on the blog. The Garden Group has its third trip taking place Sunday the 27th of June. It's to the Battle of the Boyne site in Drogheda. Take a look on the blog. Well worth a visit. Yeah, looking forward to this. Ireland's Eye was the last one, so let's hope this one goes all according to plan. Bloom, I reviewed it, was there. Thanks for it, Bia. I actually hit it 3 days. I gave my thoughts. Be interested to get yours. Shauna Coronado, good friend, garden blogger. Hi, Sean, if you're listening. She was also at Bloom. I did a quick interview with her. Go take a look, see what you think. It's actually quite funny and gets the message across at the same time as well. Couple of inquiries in as regards plants and products, and also as regards to garden courses. Maybe it's the Bloom thing, maybe it's the sunshine, I don't know. Go take a look, the links are up there. To the unusual news, unusual garden news, we've never had this section before. From at Mark Cahill, the electric car that does 623 miles on a single charge from at Enormous, the steam train in Marley Park, for kids I believe it is only, I'm not too sure, I'll have to check that one up, maybe somebody will let me know. It's every Saturday 3 to 5pm, go take a look, there's an amazing little photograph up there. Kieran Cuff, I nabbed this off his Twitter stream. It's the multi-story bike car park in Amsterdam. This is, it's a good photograph actually. Interesting to see. Wonder will I ever see it in Ireland. To something on a slightly sadder note, it's the Bhopal gas tragedy blog. Take a look. And I'll leave it at that. I'll move on. To a different note, Hazel Kuna had a photograph that I saw. I was flicking through some of her other ones and I saw this one. I put a link up there. I won't say any more. Just go take a look. It's well worth it. This one's seriously unusual. This is from at Punk Rock Gardens. Cumberland officials want to ban chickens. Having a clue. Go read it. And my favourite of all time is from at Pat O'Mahony. Good friend Pat. Hi Pat. It's that men are going to spend €4.25 million on flowers to say sorry during the World Cup. Yeah. I won't be watching the World Cup at all. Said it before, say it again. To the garden advice, Sean Early, slugs and snails are annihilating your plants. The reason I was asking, Sean sent me a photograph of some lettuce plants, I believe they are, that had, he said, holes in them. These things don't even have leaves on them, to be honest with you. So there's two things to, when you look at holes in leaves, and this sounds really funny, but the best example is actually on rhubarb leaves. If there are holes through the leaves and they go through the veins, it's usually birds, because slugs and snails can't, generally speaking, and just as just a general rule, but slugs and snails, their mouth parts aren't big enough to eat the veins of plants. So generally speaking, that's what you find. So that's why I was asking. But you're hitting a lettuce famine if those slugs keep up. I know you said you're putting a cup of beer out, Sean, but to be honest with you, I think somebody's drinking the beer. And if you're putting slug pellets out, I'd be careful somebody isn't eating them too. It's yeah, I'd move them. I'd move the plants is what I would do first of all. Other than that, at Abbotson, plants that are toxic to dogs. I'm going to do a separate post on that. This is a podcast all in itself. I think, and I don't mean specifically to dogs, but just toxic plants. So I'll deal with that after. At Aileen Williams, regarding your potatoes, I put a link up for last week's podcast. Go take a listen. If you have any hassles, give me a call or leave a little note on the blog. And it was a pleasure to meet you at Bloom. Hi, John, as well. Pleasure to meet your mom, John. Regarding what I will be doing in my garden, I've been cropping my salad crops most recently. The lashings of rain and the sunshine has just rocketed them out of control. So the chives, the coriander, the lettuce, the sorrel, the radish and the parsley, and the basil. For the basil and the chives and the coriander and parsley, I've actually been cropping them and putting them into the freezer is what I've been doing. And other than that, I've been eating whatever's left over. I've also cropped my rhubarb as well. So go take a look at your own and see how you're doing. On a slightly separate note, I haven't got strawberries on my plants yet, but it is National Strawberry Week, 7th to the 13th of June. And according to Board Beer, we actually eat €44 million worth of strawberries per annum. Amazing. Put a link up on that as well. Go check out the facts. Other than that, what will I be doing in my garden? I'm going to cut my hedges. I'm going to cut my grass now that it's dried out. Had intended to do it last week. Going to do it this week. I'm going to have a cup of coffee and I'm going to relax. You have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy yourself and happy gardening. Best.